Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network, sponsored by TBILaw.com.
For automatic reminders about this radio show and other great survivor events,
sign up now for TBISN.org.
When Attorney Gordon Johnson speaks about recovery, he isn't talking about the amount of money a survivor gets from a lawsuit or settlement. He is talking about getting better from the brain injury. Find him on the web at TBILaw.com or call 800-992-9447.
And now, it is time for another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Hello, welcome to Brain Injury Radio Network. Tonight is our regular Wednesday installment of our program Recovery Now with your host, Kim Justice. If you'd like to know more about my story, you can find it at inaflash.org. I, too, am a fellow traumatic brain injury survivor. I appreciate you tuning in tonight, and as always, I look forward to your input. So now, we'll get on with the show.
Hi there. Hope everybody's doing well on this Thanksgiving Eve. I'm looking forward to the day tomorrow. Going to spend some time with family, hopefully have a good nap. We talked the other night. Hi, Jennifer. I see you out in the chat room. Frank, Tracy, DJ, and our guest tonight. I want to thank our host, TBILaw.com, Gordon Johnson. He's been a great support to the show. Wish him and his happy Thanksgiving, as well as Craig, our fearless rock star leader. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about, timely show, I thought, with Thanksgiving being tomorrow. We're going to talk about nutrition tonight, about raw foods, whole foods, and some great tips that Chef Cecily, our guest, has for us tonight. She's going to tell us a little bit about her old book, her new book, and a project that she's got going on. Let me see. I had some other housekeeping. Yes, if you enjoy this show, listeners, on your program page, there's a little button up in the top left corner that says follow, and you just hit follow, and you'll be sent an email reminder of our program. And we really appreciate you coming and listening. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring on our guest in just a minute. Some of you know, and some of you don't know, I guess, that I did a show, a different show, my own show all summer, before I was invited to be on this program. And I met Chef Cecily on another program, and she was a guest. In fact, DJ was there and got to hear her before. But because she has just so many good things to say, so many exciting things going on in her life right now, and the fact that we're all survivors striving to be thrivers, Cecily is also a survivor. I'm going to have her tell you just a little bit about her story, and then we'll talk about good food. So I'd like to introduce Chef Cecily D'Angelo. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Great. Well, we're so happy to have you here tonight, and I really appreciated the fact when I thought about Thanksgiving and all of the things I was grateful for, and then I was thinking about the food. Of course, I thought of you. I think last time when I had you on my program in the summer, I think I was sitting there eating M&Ms while we were talking about raw food. I'm not doing that tonight, but my husband knew that I had done that during the summer when I talked to you, and so when I came home tonight, there was a little bag of M&Ms sitting next to my computer, so I guess he was showing his sense of humor I had told him I was real excited that Chef Sessie was going to be on tonight, and we were going to talk about food and how timely with Thanksgiving being the day before. And so I thought it was kind of funny when I came home and found the M&Ms. But we'll cover that later when we talk about foods, the six foods that help with depression. But in any case, can you tell the audience just a little bit, we've got our people starting to drift in, a little bit about your story. You went through, like most of our audience here, you know, we're not shy about the fact, I guess, that, you know, most of our listeners are either people who have gone through severe brain trauma or caretakers who've mm-hmm. been involved in these situations. And you're not just another pretty face who eats well, but you've got a little bit of a story of your own, and I just wondered if you'd take a few minutes to share a little of your backstory with us.
Okay, well, being not another pretty face, I like that. I was, in 2007, me and my husband were driving, or I was driving from New York to Poconos, where I lived at, to go pick up some mail. And on the way back, to go back to New York to drive him back to his job, we went off of the side of a mountain and we dropped 4 feet. Well, that was what we call a car accident for normal people.
Yes.
Somehow I managed to get out the car. The paramedics were telling me that I must have been thrown from the car. No, I was not thrown from the car. I climbed out the car and climbed up this big mountain, 4 feet of the mountain at the bottom of the mountain, and climbed up one there. And at that time, I didn't realize I had sustained some damage. I just was worried about my husband and the vehicle. I had broken my C1, my C2, my C5, C6, and I had extensive nerve damage. When they said that my nerves on the back of my brain were like spaghetti, they didn't know which way was out, but I also broke my left scapula. And I was talking like somebody that was not injured. Only thing they could see was a little bit of blood. That was it. And they assumed I was okay. So it wasn't until they put me in the vehicle and I couldn't actually lay on the back that I was in excruciating pain. And I guess the adrenaline, you know, rushed. I didn't know about damages. I didn't never know about the damages until I was in a coma for about, I was in a coma for a while. And I would go in and out, and I was incoherent, or as they people said, I was talking to the dead, as my girlfriend put it. She's no longer here with me. She said I was talking in and out, and they said that was a good sign. So I came out, and they said I was the first one ever to be that extensive damaged, but to actually live. I didn't think it was a big deal because I didn't realize what it was. And I didn't realize until a year later when I seen the report, because they were talking to my parents. At the time, they were talking to my mother and telling her they gave me less and less time to live the damage I received. And they said most people that come in or flown in, they're dead on arrival. So that was number one miracle. And the mm-hmm. fact that I survived was another miracle. And then the doctors were sitting there just observing me, and they were had asked me, what is your diet? What do you do? And because I wouldn't eat any of the food that would bring me. It literally made me sick. And I had just got finished fasting. That's what was so funny. I had did a raw fast and did juicing and all of this other stuff. And when I got here, I told them this is what I wanted. I actually had to send out that they were actually taking notes of what I was doing to figure out how I was getting better. And I was getting better when I was eating my raw foods and vegetables and drinking my juices and sending people all over Bethlehem, Pennsylvania that didn't know nothing about Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to give me foods. But it actually, they seen brain activity. Now, literally, they had me not walking, talking, or anything. And I'm not saying that I came out and I was, you know, walking and talking. No, literally, I struggled a little bit to talk. I still have some nerve issues. I had some seizure issues when I wasn't prepared. Like if I get really stressed out, you start hearing me stutter or if I'm concentrating too hard, it's a little glitch that never evidently didn't repair itself. So I still have some nerve damage that way. So I try not to get stressed out to prevent that nerve. So that is a permanent, I won't say permanent, but that's one of the casualty. I can have seizures, emotional mm-hmm. traumatic seizures, which I never in my life would think. And I just have a big, beautiful scar down the back of my neck
right.
to show. It's no big deal. I mean, but then again, I'm a woman. I'm a little bit vain.
Yeah, I heard that. I had one going on a sea around my face. I was so happy when that hair grew back.
I can imagine. So that was it. I mean, just something simple. I just did my diet and concentrate what I was on and pissed a lot of them off because I wouldn't take a lot of pain medication and a lot of the stuff they would want me to take. And to me, that was just not in my cards. So I try to go natural as possible. And for me, eating raw and juicing is what was a healing process. And I continue that on for many, many years. And it helped. And I lost a lot of weight. I was 135 pounds for a while. And then I got to Arizona and they put me on some medication and I blew up to 204 pounds within a matter of a year in 2007. So I decided to go back to the way that I know that helps me, whether they like it or not, and started coming down. Now I am 150 and I'm fine.
Good for you. Good for you. You did express that in the summer. There seems to be a lot of medications that have that effect on people, and that certainly you kind of wonder. We've had the discussion before that a lot of medications, at least that we've tried here in these rooms, which is not to say all medication is bad or anything like that, but a lot of times the medication doesn't seem to work for what it was prescribed for, and we wind up getting other problems as a byproduct of taking the drugs. Like anti-inflammatories, for example. I was taking those for some nerve damage issues that I had, and it pretty much ate out my stomach lining, you know, so, and didn't help the pain or the nerve damage. So,
right.
You know, I became interested, and I am not the best on earth. That's why I like to keep having you on the show, and I've got a couple of friends who might be listening in tonight who are right with you there on the raw foods and the good diet. And in fact, one of our hosts, I don't see him in here tonight. We have a host, Keith Anthony, who lives in London, and he's just coming off of a 40-day fast.
Okay.
40 days. Water only.
Wow.
Is, what he was doing. And I couldn't believe a person could go that long.
Yes.
But he's thinking of doing it again, doing his juice and the subtle things he's got to do to build himself up between now and the end of the year, and then thinking of doing it again and at the first of the year. Is there a point where that can be detrimental? Can you fast too much?
You can. That's another thing I like to talk about. I basically, like I said, I juice so much that being here where I moved to, I was not able to get the proper nutrients, but I tried to eat the best way I could because I'm in a little truck stop town and everything is processed. And I find nobody wants to deliver where I am in California. Usually you can get a farmer's market or whatever, and it really played havoc on my system. The quality of food is not the same, I'm learning. Even the water is not really good. It makes me very sick. I really went so downhill that my body started actually to, I started to lose muscle and mass at the same time, where I actually winded back up in a wheelchair. So it's going to take me a while to recover because I was not having access to these foods to get to. So I would have to drive about an hour to go actually get the proper food. So when you're not juicing and you're not juicing properly, it can actually damage your body. eating raw basically for me is about helping the body repair. And after doing it for maybe 5 or 6 years, you will learn and see some people that are doing it, their skin doesn't look as radiant and healthy. And that's, you know, it's 6 years, you'll find they'll even tell you that they've gone and add cooked food to their diet. But in the same sense, I believe if you can eat 50%, 51% raw, 51%, it's very good for your body. Very good, and you get the enzymes at the most. If you can't do it all the way, then do 51% and do maybe, you know, 25% cooked. And then juice, because this is very healthy, and not everybody has that time to make meals. You can, you have to have the equipment. And I had to look at it, supposing someone, and you know, this is from being on Chris' show, is learning, not everybody has the equipment to do what I take for granted that I have, like the dehydrator, the Vitamix.
Right, right. And I do want you to talk about that, because I know a lot of people, you know, when they think of juice, they're thinking of the juice they get in the store. And, you know, a lot of the quote-unquote juice that you go in the grocery store and buy isn't really what we're talking about here. In fact, maybe we should back up just a minute. I just want to catch everybody up, because we were talking about food and nutrition, and I went right into a fast because of Keith Anthony. But I'm interested in that. I was interested in what he was doing, but I couldn't help thinking, as the days were adding up, I mean, I was impressed. I do see the merit, and he was talking about all of the gunk that builds up in our system over the year, and it stays there, and you know, that can back up in the colon, cause all kinds of disease. And so I can see the merit in having a fast to detox your body and get some of that gunk out of there, and kind of like getting your oil changed every 3,000 miles or something, you know, kind of clean yourself out and all of that. But I thought, as he was talking about it and talking about turning around and doing it, I mean, the first of the year is not that far off, and he's just gotten out of it. I couldn't help but think about, you know, one word that comes up a lot in my life in a lot of different contexts, and that's balance. It seems like it's, well, no pun intended, feast or famine on so many things, right. Whether we're talking about literal food, feast or famine, or detoxing, or we're talking about, you know, anything, exercising. You know, I'm either not exercising at all and I'm a raw couch potato, or I'm going 1,000 miles an hour, you know, doing excessive exercise, which then hurts my muscles and my fibro and places that I have pain. And it seems like one of the things that I've struggled with since my brain trauma is those extremes, and always seeking to go toward the middle, balance, you know, always looking for balance. So, so going back then, that's the merit in detoxing from time to time. Now, if you're a person who isn't quite as, obviously Keith Anthony, our other host, had done fasting many times before, and then he set this goal of 40 days. But if you're somebody, a regular person who hasn't done this kind of thing before and is just kind of starting to change the diet, and another thing I say a lot, progress, not perfection. You know, you're willing to take that first step, like you said, and just maybe eliminate a couple bad things, add in a couple good things, and you're going a little at a time, and you think that this detoxing thing sounds like a good idea. You know, in the health food store, they've got a million different products. I looked at them once, and I have not ever done a fast, but it keeps coming up, so I believe that I want to and that I should. But when I went in, I got really confused because there were so many different products and so many suggestions about how you do this kind of thing, and I was a little at a loss. So what do you think is a reasonable amount of time for somebody to try fasting for the first time? And then the way he did it, I'm assuming there's lots of different ways to do it. He just did it with water. It seems like you'd be missing some kind of nutrients or vitamins if you did it that way. But I don't know much about it. So maybe you can tell the beginner, or in my case, the dummy's guide to fasting, and give us just a little primer on what your suggestion would be if someone's interested in that.
Okay, well, fasting for me, believe it or not, I still fast. Fasting for the beginners. You can fast like is, I start with people only do a 12-hour fast. That is like for 12 hours, basically drinking nothing but maybe teas, vitamins, and water, like elixirs. And that's what we call a shut-in fast. That's how I really improve my body. And that moves a lot of gunk out, and you're drinking a lot of water, a lot of organic juices that are used in a juice machine, not the ones that made with high fructose corn syrup, not the ones that you buy in the store. Now, there are some that you can buy unfiltered that are organic and that are just straight pressed apple juice or, you know, squeezed orange juice right there. But you got to remember, when you're getting squeezed or from any juice store, that it oxygenate and you lose some of the vitamins over time. So that's why they say you juice and you drink it right away.
Mm-hmm.
There is that. So basically, I've trained people. That's what I do. I train people about how to fast. So what we do is a 12-hour fast. So in the morning they come in, we get ready. We have juices prepared for them. We have different elixirs with different herbs that are going to clean out their body. We have them drinking water. We have them taking peppermint and eucalyptus, because your body's going to excrete some of all the toxins out of your skin. So with these herbs and combination of things, you're going to actually excrete. So with that, when your body's excreting, you need to put vitamins in. So there's another elixir that has spirulina, green algae, and a whole bunch of other vitamins that you're intaking your body and building your body up with echinacea. So you're not only, when you're detoxing, you're putting good things for your blood so they're being able to absorb during the 12 hours. So you're taking this all day long, you know, and you're with a whole, maybe you do it with a group, and it's a group fast that you do it for 12 hours. And then this is what they call a shut-in. How I got turned on this with Queen Afua. She has a center in Brooklyn, New York called Heal Thyself. And I studied with her, and she has a lot of books, Heal Thyself and Sacred Woman and the V monologue from a woman's point of view.
Right. I remember.
And men's health. So this is what, you know, she taught me to do, and I became what they call a sacred woman of boot. So my thing was about food. I was going to CIA, and I'm like, how do I incorporate everything that I do? Because at the time, I was vegetarian going to school. And then I went vegan, and then I went vegan raw, going to the CIA, of all things, learning. And it's a meat glamour shop there.
Oh.
So I learned to do that. So while they're in there doing that for 12 hours, it's just that one day. And then afterward, to break the fast like anything else, they were prepared. They could buy a light meal to sustain them, that they would be able to eat, you know, the next day, and they'll be able to eat the regular food. And then if they chose to continue on, then they could do a 3-day fast. Then they can do a 7-day fast, then a 21-day fast. And then after you do the 21-day fast, you would fast every summer, every spring, every fall, every winter, doing with the herbs. But also during these fasts for the 21 days, it all depends. It didn't mean... Fasting means taking away something and building something up. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know what, I'm fasting and it has to be all juice. I'm fasting and it has to be all raw. I'm fasting and it's all different things to different people. I'm fasting from talking. That's
right.
A fast, not talking. I mean, so, you know, people are like, oh, well, fast is this. No, fast has a very vast definition, and how you do it is really up to your body, and that's important. If you have somebody that has diabetes, cancer, all of these, I don't suggest you do a water fast. I don't suggest you do a juice fast right away. I suggest you work with your doctor because you're on medications, and everything's got to be taken lightly, that you don't want to stop taking all these medications. You can do more harm to good. You have to wean yourself, and you have to work with your doctor. Some doctors will understand. If not, you work with the naturopath and have them help you, or you work with a naturopathic doctor and a conventional doctor and your oncologist, and you work together and tell them, this is what I want to do. I'm going to do homeopathic way. Can you support me? 9 out of 10, they will. But also when you're doing these fasts, I always suggest, if you're going to do a 7-day fast, do your own enemas. And there's different kinds you can do, from apple cider vinegar to coffee to, you know, the warm and the hot, and that's to open up and to get the intestines to contract. And the other one, when it's hot, is to release the toxins. But you want to be careful, because then your body will lose the muscle to actually evacuate. So there's a whole different program that I work with different people on to get them where they are, because I want to work, as you know, my nutritional background, I want to work with your doctor, I want to work with your oncologist, work with your naturopath. And then some people have allergies. So some things that good, okay, well, you know what? This person might be allergic to nuts, but they want to do a fast, and basically they want to drink like a liquid, like milk. So, well, they don't know what to do. Well, you can make rice milk. You can make oat milk. You can make hemp milk. These are all things they're not talking. Or you can, you know, just these are things that you can make and take the place of that. And this is what we do during the fast. Okay, you get your juicer. I mean, you can go to any people juice. They get on the bandwagon. Oh, I'm going to juice, and they buy this great big expensive juicer. Do you know where they wind up? They collect the most dust in the Goodwill store. You
yep.
can actually buy them for $5 or $6. So if someone tells me, you know what, I would love to juice, but I can't. You can, if that's what you want to do. You go into Goodwill, and you sterilize it like anything else, and you wipe it down and, you know, wipe it down with baking soda and apple cider vinegar. And you sterilize it. This is the thing that you do. So this is, you know, you got to work with what you have. That's why I said dehydrator. They have the round circle dehydrator. Doesn't have a temperature. No, it's not an Excalibur. But sometimes you got to work with what you have and put a thermometer to see what temperature it does get and test it each hour. So these are things of making homemade things that you can actually do yourself. If you don't have a Vitamixer, you can get the Nutribullet. The Nutribullet is about maybe $99. And then you make everything, and it chops everything up if you're going to make a juice. So guess what? When you're chopping everything and everything is there, you're getting your vitamins, and it's breaking it down, and you're able to drink, and you waste nothing. Where the juice, for me, it does leave a little bit behind, and me being very thrifty, I'm going to make crackers with the pulps. I'm going to think
wow.
of all different kinds of things that I could do. I'm just like, you know, like, no, this, you know, I pay this money, and it has this. What can, when I do, okay, well, I'm going to make me some flax crackers with that. Or I'm going to make me some, what I call my smoked vegan salmon with that. This is, you know, these are the things that I do to enhance and help my body when I'm going through a fast. And these are ideas I give to people. If you have this, you do this. If life gives you lemons, you want to make, I want to make a lemon pie, I want to make lemonade, I want to make lemon sorbet, I want to make as many uses out of my lemon that I have. And that's what I'm dealing with life. Make as much as you can, whatever you have, because there's always a cure. If you have a cold, you know what, run up in your cabinet, you know, not in your, in your kitchen cabinet, get you some raw honey, get you some lemon. And they said, well, lemon's acidic. A lemon is acidic on the outside, but once it enters your body, it becomes alkaline. And people don't know that. So you put them together, one part honey and maybe put 2 to 1, two lemons or lemon juice to the honey. It breaks it down, and it makes it very soothing. It helps your throat. The lemon breaks down the mucus in your body. That is just so simple, but also the lemon actually uplifts your mood. If you smell lemon and oranges, these are mood enhancers to uplift you.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just some tricks.
That's great. Well, and it's wonderful because 12 hours is doable. I heard 40 days, and it was like, a lot of other things. It seemed very overwhelming, and I could never imagine it, you know, and we talked about that too. And that's, again, no pun intended, but in recovery, cutting a lot of things down into bite-sized pieces that aren't quite so overwhelming, so we don't go in and set ourselves up to fail. And, you know, certainly for the beginner, to me, 12 hours sounds a heck of a lot more doable to start, and to work with the process and then work my way up a little at a time, than, you know, something like a month or 40 days, you know, which sounds impossible to me, but that's very helpful. And one of the things I noticed on your literature is mobile organic specialty chef. So you say we use what nature gives us by not using chemicals and using only organic. We cater to vegan, diabetes, gluten-free, vegetarian, and so much more. We want to make your unique dietary needs tasty. So are you doing some catering, or are you doing consultations? Like, would people listening in the audience be able to contact you? Do you do sessions like that, or are you mostly doing it local?
No, basically mobile chef means I'm mobile. You can actually, I can do classes on Skype. I did my first class on Skype in October. Basically what you do is I give you my Skype information, and what we do is we set up a session, and I'm trying to find another one, probably going to be on Ustream. And we're going to set up a class where you pay to actually get on the class. But usually I have people pay by PayPal. Mm-hmm. And we do a session, and we do one-on-one consultation. First, we do the one-on-one consultation. I find out your needs, and I send you a form through email. And you answer that form, and you send it back to me either through email or fax it back to me. And then I get that form, and then we set up a one-on-one session. So they can reach me that way, and I do consultation on, even if I'm in the local area, I can do that. But if I'm not, then meaning mobile means I can be do a one-on-one session. You would think I'm right there, but it's on Skype. You know, that's the beautiful thing about technology today, that yes, I don't necessarily have to be there. So what I do is, if you want to actually have a cooking class, and you can do it a multitude, basically what we do is we go through a private stream, and you would pay, you know, prepaid for the event. I would send you a curriculum and all the things that you would need. And then as you prepay and everything, I send you your information either by email or by mail. All depends on what you choose to do. And then the day of the class, I say, this is what you're going to need, and this is what we're going to do, and this is what we're going to prepare. So whether it be in a group or whether it's one-on-one, my thing is about making you happy. I even work with people that eat meat, but I show them how to shop for me.
Heaven forbid.
Well, if that's what they got to do, because you got to remember, not everybody's body is the same. Some people actually need meat to actually build up their bones, that they don't get enough protein because they might not have which I learned. I had to come off of, as, you know, my thinking that everybody has what I can get. I had to be placed here to realize, you know what, they don't have this to me, and a lot of people won't ship anything to me out here in this particular town. If you say where I live at, they'll go, no. Where I know Vons and Safeway, wherever I live at, they would deliver to me. Or, you know, a produce, my organic produce, they would ship it to me. I have no problem. When I talk about shipping out here, to ship $100.53 of organic produce, it would cost me, she told me, it would cost me $125.
Wow.
So so if you're in that kind of situation, that stress, you got to make the best that you have. So what do you do in that situation? Okay, well, you're going to actually have to eat a lot more, because the GMOs that you're getting in the food is not going to help your body at all. And people don't realize that it's doing more damage than good. So it's really bad that we can't say you can eat organic. Well, you can't. Not a lot of places. GMOs are the norm, and people don't even realize what the norm is. You know, what is a GMO? You know, does anybody know what a GMO is? Does anybody know what it takes to have an organic farmer and for their lot and their products to be organic? Do they realize, are they actually doing it? Are they following the guidelines? A lot of people don't know that. Do you know why organic is better than GMOs? You know, these are the questions that I ask myself. And I found out, well, I know. I always know I never liked GMOs as genetic modified organisms, which are manipulated by engineering food. So we're eating food that has been created in hybrid. And these food actually don't reproduce. When GMOs don't reproduce, they stop fruit. You have to keep buying the seeds. Guess what? What do you think that does on your body that is natural in nature that reproduce? It has an effect on your body.
Right.
They've known this since the 60s and the 70s, but it got pushed out and just put back to the side and pushed down. Now it's run its ugly head, but they pushed it down again. In California, they had a law to prevent this. Well, they had a commercial basically saying how it was going to cost the farmers more money to do this, and it was not good, and it was not going to be blah, blah, blah. They had these actors on. Guess what? Prop 37 never passed for the misinformation. Then they had this big lie just before election to go, oh, you know, GMOs is no different than organic food. It doesn't have the nutrients. Lie, 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 lie. Why? Let me explain why it's a lie. The lie is because the soil doesn't have as much nutrients as it had when it's organic. The soil is, I call it demineralized, and that means the minerals that's in the fruits and vegetables are basically not the same because they've been compromised. Why? Because they put the pesticides and insecticides. And why? Because they break down and make the food deficient. So guess what? We are, a lot of us are running around with malnutrition and don't even realize. This is why obesity is up. This is why cancer is up. These are why a lot of issues at hand. This is why we walk around with a fog in our brain. Seriously. Because we're not getting the nutrients, the superfoods, and the foods that we need helping our brain send out these what we call electrical pulses to get there and function, because we're not getting the right nutrient. Well, why is that? But you're buying fruit and you're eating a lot of fruit and vegetables. No, unfortunately, the same fruit and vegetables that we have today is not the same that was in the 30s and the 40s. It's processed. It's been manipulated. So buy organic because it does reproduce and it does produce a seed, and it also helps you. Do you know that the reproductive system in our health all around is on a downward, that we have more infertility clinics set up for this, and nobody even connected with food? Why? No one ever looked at that and seen, what is it you eating? It's not just your genetic, but it's the food in which you're exposed to. Why are people having more issues, and their children having more issues? You know, this is my passion.
Well, it's a good passion to have. You know, I'm here in the middle of corn country in you know, middle America in Nebraska. And, of course, there's a lot of agriculture around here. We also have the highest incidence of Parkinson's and a couple of different kinds of leukemia. And I can't help but think, well, three things maybe. But, you know, one would be, a tremendous amount of pesticides are used, you know, for all the corn and soybeans and things that we have here, all kinds of hormones for, you know, the beef that we have around here. And then we're surrounded by two nuclear plants that have both failed their report card every year. And, you know, those things certainly can't help. I wonder, you know, about the soil in the area and anything that's grown in it. I can't help but think that there would be a connection with all of the pesticides and the contaminated ground, the food we eat, and these diseases that have showed up.
Yes. See, and they have a movie out. It calls Food Matters with David Wolf. And they talked about Dr. Linus Pauling. He won an award in 1999. He runs the Pulitzer. Basically talking about health. and he basically said that we could actually get by on vitamin therapy and explain why the soil was actually breaking down, why, you know, our soil is like the desert now that have basically that are grown on conventional farms and commercially grown food. It is basically, you know, lacking in nutrients. So you have to eat more of that in order to get a substantial nutrients. And it's like that in itself is not good for the body because it's, you're eating all of this, and are you really going to eat all of that to get the nutrients? No, some people are not. So what can you do? Juice it. But, yes, guess what? You're actually exposing yourself and your insides to the pesticide insecticides. Even though they're spraying the plants with it from the bugs, they don't realize the chemicals are trapped in the food, and it actually breaks the components down, and it changes the molecular cells of the fruits and vegetables. It's not the same fruit and vegetable that they planted in the ground because now it has insecticide and pesticide and herbs in it. It changed the compounds of it, the chemical compounds of it. It's not the same.
Right.
And they don't realize
so by buying organic, we can avoid a lot of those pitfalls because theoretically we're thinking organic has not used all of those pesticides, so the food is going to be cleaner. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us, I'm just going to jump off that topic for a minute. We've got about 20 minutes left. This is so interesting. I know. We didn't even talk about Thanksgiving yet, but tell us, I want to take a moment, and I'm going to, it's typed onto the program notes, but I'm going to type it in the chat, and you're going to say it out loud. why don't you give me your primary website, but tell us, the name, a little bit about your first book, and then your latest endeavor. Tell us about what you're doing. So if people want to, great, thank you. Boy, she's so good at this, folks. TheFoodAlchemist.us, that is in the chat room right now, and I believe I put that. I was getting my .us, my .coms, and my .orgs mixed up the other night. I was just having some kind of a problem with those, but that should be correct in the program notes, and it was just in the chat room. So if you want to look up Chef Ceci or contact her, use the website by all means. And your book?
Okay, my book, it's Vegan and It Tastes Good. And that's by me. That came out in May of 2012. My next book, it's basically working with all the things like essential oils, foods, herbs, and we're putting them in actually recipes for you to do as well, how to show you how to Reiki your food and use the energy to uplift and remove the radicals out and raise the vibration of the food. So with that, I want to talk about gluten-free, I want to talk about vegan, I want to talk about all of this, and I even want to talk about water and why we need to get more alkaline water in our diet and how to go about it and the recipes that if someone that's diabetic comes to you that's vegan or vegetarian, that you don't feel so scattered, but you have this book. This is, to me, a must-have book that I'm working on that you'll be able to turn a page, whether it's a dessert, whether it's a dessert or appetizer, you'll be able to have this book at your hand, whether they're recovering from cancer because they're fatigued and they need more different nutrients than someone that doesn't have cancer. For somebody recovering lack of energy, the things that you can put with the herbs, foods, and the combination help enhance their body. And also working with children who have ADHD. So there's a lot of issues going on in this, but also turn around and showing you what you can do, being raw to even juicing, you know, having different juices that you can do, different popsicles, and actually working with kombucha and water kefir and how to make different deodorants with that, things that are normal that we don't think of, how to remove some of the things out from the soap you lose that has sodium sulfate in it that is bad for us, the toothpaste that we use, the deodorant from the aluminum that causes been known to cause Alzheimer's in people. How do we fix that? So I give you steps and steps how to do that, as well as guides for the 12-hour fast to the 7-day fast to the 21-day fast. So all of this is in the cookbook, and we're going to also see about actually doing a DVD where somebody that can actually take some of the recipes that we have and actually do them. But also I want to send it where I did a Ustream TV event, or was it it was Ustream, and I actually did Reiki, and I do healing circles on my channel called Food Alchemy at its Greatest, and I shot it from Ustream. It was kind of gunky, but I had a couple people that actually were in and could tell me they could feel the energy that I was just sending Reiki out. They could actually feel it from my hands, and this is someone that was my mentor. Didn't realize that, you know, we're energetic because the energy that we put out was enormous. My goal is to raise the love. Less hate, more love. Less separatism, more unity. So that is what I'm doing.
And when is, did you say what the title of that book is going to be and what your approximate time of arrival is going to be so we can be looking for it?
The thing is with me, I did, it was supposed to be out. I was going to do it by Thanksgiving, but money
right.
for that was not in the budget, but I'm still working, and I'm praying that Balboa Press will just say, Ceci, you know what, we're just going to give you a traditional contract unless you just do it. They like my concept. They know what I'm doing. I've talked to her and all the ideas. It's just that I was trying to raise funds to do this book and actually to get everything out in the tours, because I just don't want to be a person that write book. I want to be right there with you and show you, and you come and you get the book and we do a workshop together, and that you're actually not getting the book, but you're having fun, and that not only when you get the book from the workshop that you're able to go home and have fun, and you have this, you know, the CD. So it's the triple effect. So that's the money I'm trying to raise to get this book produced, as well as the money to go world tours. I just don't want to be here in the United States. I want to go all over and share it with everybody, where we're actually going to be able to do conference together, from them being in one place that someone will book a conference and have people in there, and they would be able to see what's going on here. So
awesome.
I have big goals and big dreams, and to make big dreams, you need big money and big sponsors.
Well, big reality, though, you know, comes from those big dreams. So I do know what you mean. Book, it is not inexpensive to put out a book. And the payback, you know, the publishing industry has kind of gone into a tailspin like a lot of other industries. So
right.
It is hard to produce a book these days and get your money back out of it at the short margins that we have to have to sell them if we're not a celebrity. It seems like, you know, if a celebrity says it, the publishing companies are a little more apt to take the risk. Even if they have a great person and a good idea, there's such a small percentage, you know, that slip through. But let's send out a prayer, you know, that Ceci's one of those. That book sounds like it's going to be just fabulous, but in any case, people, you, but also Mary and a couple others have been posting your websites on there. And so certainly stay in touch. Watch the website. Ceci will let me know when the book's coming out and also when the class, the next class is happening, because I'm happy to post that on our Brain Injury Radio Facebook page and my In a Flash Facebook page, and let people know on the show when I make announcements. So is it okay with you if we take a caller or two?
Sure.
Okay, great. Well, I've had area code 505 has been extremely patient. I'd like to thank you for your patience, and you're on 585. Hello. Yes,
that
Frank,
me?
That's you.
Oh, God forbid.
Ceci, this is Frank. He's been holding so long, he forgot who he was.
I forgot my area code. That's fine. Thank you. Now, have you ever heard of a book called Super Size Me, or a movie?
Yes, both. Yes.
Have you heard of a man named Kevin Trudeau.
Yes.
You know that he's been beaten down by the FDA, the government, and stuff like that. He's been hoodwinked over everything he's trying to teach people. He's been harassed. He's cost them millions of dollars, and the government doesn't want people to do what you do. You know about that.
Right.
What do you want to say about that?
I just think it's sad. I know about him very well. I watched him. I had his books when he first started coming out. He used to be a big advocate of the Dr. Atkins diet a long time ago. And then he changed, and then he talked about organic. Then he was saying that in his book about the organic and basic meat, he could actually smell it. When you're actually on an organic diet, at first you don't see the difference, but when you go back to conventional, you can actually smell it. From my person, it's hard. It's hard out there, and I know that there's things. I know there's people think I'm nuts that when I'm talking about this, for some reason I get my calls dropped. I've gotten where, you know, people in the chat room are just literally can't see me. So there are things on the work that does not want this to happen, but if more and more people get together and say, you know what, I want to know this, I'm going to support this, I'm going to do it, and then more voices will be heard. I mean, he's actually getting on, he's doing infomercials, and he's getting, you know, people that way. And he also has a newsletter out. So, he's Trudeau.
Yes, I know. I'm a member of the GIN, the Global Information Network. Anybody wants to know what that's about, please contact me separately. I'm not here trying to promote something which is going to cost people money. But Kevin Trudeau, he's been exasperated. I don't think it's the right word. He's been gouged by the government. The government's after this guy big time for what he says about our food.
Right. Right.
And well, the government's known to, whenever anything contrary is going on to the agenda they have in mind, there's been a lot of people about a lot of different things that have taken some heat there. So, Frank, I don't want to rush you, but Ceci and I have been talking along, and we've got about 10 minutes left and a couple of callers.
Thank you. Listening to what I had to say. I know it wasn't the most positive thing, but thank you, Ceci. You gave me help that you could go out there and do something. I guess you aren't a big fish like Kevin Trudeau is yet.
No.
And the fish are going to come and chase you down and tell you to go take a flying leap.
Thank you for calling, Frank. You're precious. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
If you can come back to, if your show's been over an hour, please put me back on. I want to say some more things about what goes on in the government and stuff like that. And that my doctor is against any of these natural herbs and stuff like that.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. I think that Ceci had something she's got to do to get ready for Thanksgiving, but believe me, I will be having her back on the show as these things unfold and want to talk about some more topics. We didn't even like the water. You know, I want to make water be a show on some night and a couple other things to talk about. But the next person who has held the longest, area code 484. Thank you for your patience. You're on the air.
Hey, Kim. It's Jenny.
Jenny, hello.
Hello. I'm totally going to flip the subject if it is okay with you, because we are on the verge of a holiday, which for a lot of TBI survivors, not by choice, but by circumstance, are either alone or unable to go and be with family and are feeling alone or sad. And the day, the phrase, Thanksgiving, I realized I had to take it into myself because I will be spending the day by myself. And instead of missing family or what it used to mean, I realized that internally I had to give it a personal day for myself. Give thanks for the fact that I still have a life. I'm still alive. And a lot of the chat, I think, that was going on tonight is distraction from the idea of the holiday stress. Because it is stressful for all survivors. Because it has a lot attached to it that we don't quite understand. And there's too much commitment or too much commotion. So if you take it in and just make it a day of being thankful for the fact that you're alive, it makes it a blessed day.
And Jenny, your point's well taken. One of the things we're going to go over on the show real quick, I did think about that when Ceci just is such a wealth of information, but one of the things that it was an article I read I sent to her and wanted her to comment on, and we'll probably go through them a little more rapidly in just a couple minutes. I've got another call to take, Jenny, but we will talk about that as a group more in overtime if Ceci wants to stay. Great. I know she has.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I did my show earlier. I was late for my stuff. That's okay, but I got my information and I'm ready because I got my recipes for you because that's what we said we're going to give out. That's what I was doing.
Yes, and we will also talk about, and I'm just going to read off the six things and let Ceci do comments, but I read something in light of what you were saying, Jenny, and they were six foods that help with depression, and I know that the holidays are a hard time for a lot of us. Some don't have family, aren't connected to the family anymore. Others, you know, like myself, I'm blessed to still have my family and I go, but you're right. It's a lot more people in a smaller area than I'm used to being around. And I do get sensory overload and some heightened anxiety from now through Christmas, through New Year's. And then by that time, I kind of hit the skids in Nebraska in January, the anticlimactic of the holidays being over and the peak of pain conditions because of the freezing weather and the barometric pressure changes. Then I kind of fall into that seasonal affective disorder slump. And so I fully appreciate your comments, Jenny, and we will be talking more about that because the holidays are a hard time for a lot of people, but particularly, you know, people who have suffered traumatic brain injuries. So we will talk about that more, and thank you for your comment. And I'm going to let on one more caller, and then we're going to drop back for a minute, and I'll take some more callers after that. But we're going to drop back, talk just a little bit about Thanksgiving. I'll run through these six foods. There was one thing I was very interested in that I wanted to talk about, how you eat it. But in any case, I'm going to, you met this gentleman before. DJ was a committed listener to my show during the summer. I really, really appreciate that. And very, very big advocate on social media, has helped so many people with so many things in this community. I want to welcome DJ on the line. Oh, yeah, I'll find that thing, DJ. Go ahead and talk while I look for it.
It's up on the top left. Anyway, yeah, real quick, because I know time's running out, but Ceci, I did listen to your last show, and it took me a little while to figure out that was you, but with all your with all your energy and flow, I said, oh, yeah, I remember her now. I always tell my girlfriend when I don't remember something, just give me a word or two to remember, and it opens up the whole file. I know a lot of brain injured people are shaking their head right now because you forget stuff, and all you need is a word or two or something like that. Boom, the whole file opens up, the video comes out, you can see what was going on. But real quick, I did have an idea, and this has been going all the way back. I spent 44 months in assisted living after my brain injury.
Wow.
I was in a coma for 16 days with a head injury, brain bleed. I was sent to the wrong hospital and then transferred about 10, 12 hours later, and barely made it up to Daytona, but that's neither here nor there. While I was in assisted living, I started cooking my own meals. I got the Bertolli's, and then started adding green pepper and red pepper seed and more sauce. And eventually I started getting my own pasta. And, you know, eventually I'd like to make my own sauce even and make my own pasta.
Okay, I want to do I'm sorry, you guys. We have 60 seconds, and I'm just going to – I apologize. Hold your thought. Try to write it down quick. Want to tell everybody who's going off, our live listeners, happy Thanksgiving to you and many blessings. Thank you so much for listening tonight. We appreciate you being here. Hope to see you next week. I'm going to take a 51-second break to close the show in the usual way. Please stay on for overtime if you're logged in. This is something I believe that we all have. It's by Leah West, and that's Guardian Angel. We'll see you on the other side of the hour. Thanks.
God replies, yes, it's your time to leave. But don't you worry, you won't be there alone. You see, there's someone who's been waiting for you.
Okay, that rolled us into the other side of the hour. Again, I apologize to both Sussy and DJ for doing that, but you guys have been hosts before, and when you hear that thing saying 90 seconds, 60 seconds, you know, the anxiety is going, oh, my God, I'm going to close the show. But anyway, now we're on the other side. So you were on pasta sauce and pasta. What about the – now, I know the tomatoes can sometimes be acidic, but the tomato sauce and that stuff is good for you. What about the pasta and carbs? Is it truly better to make like wheat pasta, or is pasta just kind of out?
Well, basically, whether it's wheat, actually, regular pasta is actually made with wheat anyway. It's not. It's wheat. Basically, the only thing is the wheat pasta that you're seeing, or they're making you believe, is actually whole grain. It's not crushed and deflowered and processed like the white one. But in Italy, they use semolina, drum pasta or grain, and it's quite different than the way Americans make pasta. And that's the way I was taught to make pasta, is with semolina and the drum wheat flour, not how they do it here. So in America, even though I'm a classically trained chef. But I think the best pasta is Jerusalem artichoke pasta or spinach pasta, because they have more nutrients and more vitamins in there, even though you're using the wheat. But then again, if you have a gluten issue or have celiac disease or allergic, so then you got to make rice pasta or quinoa pasta with these vegetables in them. And these are things that I want people to know on the other side, that you don't have to give up a great big meal because someone has a different ailment. You know, so you can do it. And the tomato sauce actually has lycopene in it, which is a vitamin that helps your body. And it also has vitamin C in it, which also helps your body. So it's acidic on one hand, that it's acidic outside itself, but when it's cooked and neutralized with other things like carrots, it actually neutralizes and it actually becomes alkaline in your body.
Well, and I'm Italian and Irish. I love the pasta, and I got turned on to the spinach pasta not long ago. I really like that. I personally really hated the rice pasta, but, you know, to each his own. We try different things. So keep that in mind, DJ. You want to learn to make health pasta when you do that, and you're probably cool on your tomato sauce. I remember my old Italian aunt, this is a little out of school, but many years ago when I was a kid, she thought that it was a smart thing to put garlic cloves around your neck when you were a baby to keep the evil spirits away. So I've always rather had a kinship with garlic. Unfortunately, it did not keep the evil spirits away, but I think I was inviting some of those in my early 20s. So now garlic is my friend, and we don't have evil spirits anymore. So I think that's a good thing. Yes, and they say, Jennifer says that keeps bugs away too. which is good. We have a lot of those in the summer. So, DJ, did you have another thing to say, or are you ready for us to tell our Thanksgiving tips?
Oh, I had plenty more to say. I wanted to ask Chef Ceci if she wanted to get involved in a project. While I was living, I noticed that there's an awful lot of people that certainly depend on the system while they're in the system,
mm-hmm.
but they leave the system. It isn't there for them anymore. McDonald's is there for them. Burger King is there for them.
Yep.
But not there for them is the ability to eat at McDonald's and Burger King for 30 days. You get the SSI check. You might get 80% of your apartment paid for. Or if you're lucky enough to have SSDI, or even like some of us, and I don't have Social Security, I only have a workers' comp settlement, but you may get both. And you might have a healthy little $2,000, $3,000 a month income on disability,
ooh,
which is a king's ransom. But there are those that have like $600 a month.
Right.
Okay? And I don't for the life of me see how they can live a very successful and healthy life on $600 a month. However, I think with somebody like you, and this couldn't come along at a better time because this project seems to be dying, I want to write a book called 90 Meals in 30 Days. And I shouldn't use the term SSI income. We can certainly come up with a better finishing to that, but you know what I mean. On a low budget.
On a low budget. That's what I started with Chris when I was on, if you ever listen to Chris' show, and that's why I had to change my thing. Like when I said I thought everybody had Vitamixers and da-da-da-da. As my friends or my mother said, I was taught to be bougie, and that's what they call it. I don't mean to be bougie, but that's what they say that I am because I didn't understand that, and that's because the way I was raised, my Nona had a store. So, but I could do something like that because that's what I work with Chris on, how to shop at the 99-cent store and actually make meals out of there for 90 days. And that's something that we ever do. Make one great big meal one day, and it'll last you for the week.
Well, I grew up on shepherd's pie, and my mother would make a big, 11 by 14 or whatever those Corningware dishes are, and then
right, pie
next week we have the big ziti, and tonight she had an old elbow with sausage and pasta, and I forget what that's called. It's another casserole, but I grew up on casseroles because I ran track. My sister didn't, so she came home after school. Then I came home at 5. Then my dad came home at 6, and my mother got, it was like a restaurant. So she learned to make casseroles, and she worked for catering companies and restaurants. And, I kind of picked that up. I make my own pizza now, and we should join each other on Facebook. I have a couple groups that I started on Facebook, and one of them is Team High Level Psychotherapy. Another one's Team High Level Cookbook. But sometimes in Team High Level, I'll say, I'm making pizza for everyone. What does everybody want? And it's really, it gave me some ideas. Everybody likes something different on pizza. You're going to meet 10 people. You're going to meet 10 different pizza lovers.
Right.
So I just think it would be a neat idea to have a cookbook with 90 meals in 30 days. And I thought about 30 breakfasts, 30 lunch, and 30 dinners. You're never going to have 30 breakfasts. You need about 10. And then you need, 40 good ideas for lunch. Even grilled, think about it, grilled cheese. I use Amish butter. Country crock is going to kill people. I mean, bugs don't even eat country crock. You can put country crock out on the balcony, and bugs won't even jump in there.
No.
So
they won't
eat Amish butter. Yeah, go ahead.
They won't eat acetone either, like the lollipops they're making, the sugar-free lollipops. If you put them down and you see the ants will go around it instead of going to it.
Mm.
So that goes to tell you.
DJ, I think that's a great idea, and you guys can talk about that on an aside, but you do give me a great idea. We'll have Ceci back in the future and just do a show about eating healthy on a limited budget and devote the show to that, and that might help stimulate the direction for the kind of thing that you're talking about. She's kind of right in the middle of doing a book right now, the one that she was talking about, and I'm really anxious to have that, but I'm sure we could get some ideas on a show because you do raise a good point, and I appreciate you talking about that. There are a lot of limited budgets in this community because a lot of people are on disability, and a couple people talked in the chat room earlier about how every dime is accounted for just to pay the bills. And, you know, I noticed because, and I've made no joke, unlike DJ, I've not been a good cooker. And, you know, when I started trying to make some progress over the summer, and I had been listening to you and to a friend of mine, and I started going more to Trader Joe's and Whole Foods and buying. Yeah, cooker, Jenny. It's that room that I just walk past when I open the big white cold box to get out my refreshments and condiments. But yes, that room. That room that'll never be remodeled. But and as a matter of fact, for anybody who wants one of those Goodwill juicers, I've got one and I'll send you for free. But bonus prize for being on the show tonight. You don't even have to wash it out. I think it was only used once. But in any case, I think that that's a good, you know, I noticed that I was spending a lot of money, you know, and I did it too because, you know, I wanted to try to be a good wife, and I'm, you know, I didn't really have experience being a wife, and I don't cook a lot of meals. We eat healthy out, if is in as much as you can do that. I mean, we haven't had like a hamburger or any of that drive-through kind of stuff, fried food for a long time. We tried to do pretty well, but I decided I was going to start sending in breakfast every morning. And, you know, so I started going to these stores, and it's expensive, you know, to try to eat healthy, which I think maybe that's part of the conspiracy a little,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
It's also the production costs. I'm sure it costs a lot more to make food like that. They're probably encouraging you with incentives to put in hormones and pesticides into your food. But in any case, I think that would be a really good topic to devote a show to. And you're right, DJ, at some point to have a book or maybe some posts on your Facebook page, because that is something that a lot of the community is faced with, and not just our community right now. Frankly, you know, the country has been going through, you know, some really hard times for quite a while. In fact, one of my one of the groups that I do some volunteer work with is our homeless shelter here in town, and I saw a blurb on the news last night about the food pantries and how much money they're spending. You know, the last couple of years, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. So back to Jenny's comment about, you know, people that don't have a place to go or spending time alone or don't have the money to make these Thanksgiving meals, that's, you know, even the shelter and the food pantries are really struggling right now. And I got to look at the food that they had at the food pantries, and it's just the kind of thing it's not the expensive food from the health food store, let's put it that way.
That's for sure.
A lot of canned goods and carbs and all of the stuff but, you know, if somebody's not eating at all and doesn't have a place to go, everything has its place. But I think that, you know, again, if we can just start slow, you know, walk before we run, and just incorporate some things that are helpful, that are affordable, and do it a little bit at a time, that any improvement whether it's mental, physical, or spiritual, doesn't have to be monumental to help. Because I think that once, at least for me, when I start doing something, and I think I had talked in the, on the summer show, one of the things that I think I did do right was we have a bowl now sitting on our kitchen counter of a variety of different kinds of unsalted raw nuts. And when we walk by our pass-through room called the kitchen, we'll take a pinch of these nuts a couple times a day. Well, you know, there's a lot of good things in these raw nuts, and that's not something that we did before, but it's, I don't know how much it's helping, but it's certainly not hurting, and it's adding some things that probably weren't going into our diet before that. And so, you know, something as simple as starting there, and like I say, you're going to buy spaghetti, maybe you buy spaghetti instead of the regular old-fashioned kind, and just any place that we can make some improvements, I think it helps build our confidence and motivates us to go one step further and go, you know, building our way toward a healthier diet. So in any case, why don't we talk about the homework that you did for the show before the show's over.
Okay. You're talking about things that boost your mood, basically. And basically, I came up with recipes, and there's different things that do boost your mood, like the chai seeds, blueberries because of the antioxidants, ginseng. That wasn't some of the things that they had there. So I came up with the recipe. And the reason why, the orange juice is sunny and it basically is uplifting. So I use that. I also do aromatherapy. So I'm a aromatherapist as well as Reiki and among other things. I won't get in. I have a long list of things that I do. So I came up with a recipe that was very easy. And you can switch it out. Like you can get, I say, one mango, two oranges. I'll say about 20 raspberries and 1 cup of orange juice, freshly squeezed or from the juicer if you can, and then 1 cup of coconut yogurt, which is by So Delicious, and put them all together and make it into a smoothie. But if you want a cool treat, you can make it like what we call a mango orange raspberry sickle. And you'll see the raspberry go down to the bottom, or you can swirl it up and put it in popsicle sticks. That way, it's two recipes in one. The orange juice is uplifting. The raspberry is going to be uplifting. It's antioxidants. It's going to fight the moods and move the radicals out of your body. And also, the vitamin C is going to just – vitamin C has a tendency to boost your mood and just change your enhancement. The coconut, the reason I picked the coconut, is a natural potassium. So if your electrolytes or you're dehydrated, it'll bring up your hydration. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. They're also dehydrated. So our body tends to attract instead of react, because our brain is made of so much water and it's sitting up there and it needs to be actually neutralized with our blood, that our blood actually start running thicker and slower. So to get that, so, and with this coconut, it actually has a natural probiotic in it as well. So you're going to actually get that to help your intestines. So when you're drinking it smooth, so if you're drinking it cold, realize it's going to contract, okay? If you're making a smoothie and after a while it's been sitting there, if everything is not cold, it's going to be warm. So it's going to make it relax and actually evacuate. So I like to think of stuff like that. And then I picked cinnamon. Cinnamon is also – did I go too fast for anybody? I just thought about that. I have a tendency, like I said, to go fast.
That's okay. We can back up and get questions. But that – no, that's good. I think we're following you so far. So cinnamon, that's one of my favorites.
Right. Cinnamon, which is really good. What you can do is during a holiday – that you can make a sweet potato, what we call sweet potato praline. And I'm quite sure, you know what a sweet potato praline is, don't you guys? You know what one is, right?
No, I know what a sweet potato is.
Okay. The sweet potato, again, has vitamin C and beta-carotene in it, and also is a mood lifter and uplifting your body and helping your body with the calcium that you would put in your body also reach and react in your body, retain calcium. Vitamin C and calcium needs to go together because they help each other react better. So if you're going to drink milk, I say to people, make sure that you're also getting enough vitamin C because it helps your body absorb calcium in your bones a lot better. And people don't realize that. So getting back to the sweet potato praline. Basically, you can get 3 sweet potatoes. Peel them, cut them up, boil them. And you can get a little olive oil, the light olive oil, if you will. That's so you don't have any cholesterol issues. So we'll do that. And we'll put some cinnamon, like we'll say 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. And then you want to put in like maybe, I'll say like 1/4 of a cup of pineapple juice in there to smooth it out. And then you can also put like 1 egg if you got that, or egg replacement. So you can take it vegetarian or vegan. So you can do that. So you make that and you put it in a bowl. So then you have your pecans. And then you put a little bit of, like, agave. Or if you don't have agave, they have this new thing called monk fruit, which I love monk fruit. But I went into the store. I don't like the monk fruit they're advertising by Splenda because they also have sugar in it, and it also has xylitol. And xylitol is not good for people. It causes poison to the brain. It's also known to cause people to have seizures. For me,
wow.
That's... So even though it's natural and it's from the bark tree, it's also harmful to certain people's body and chemistry. So
we probably all here want to stay away from that. A lot of the people in the audience do have seizures or could be prone to them. They said that was one of the things about my ruptured brain aneurysm too. I haven't had one, but the likelihood I could develop something like that. So I try to steer away from any foods or medications that say that could be a possible byproduct. So that's really good, especially for this group to know.
Okay. So what they can do is you take the pecans, you chop them up with a little bit of cinnamon, and you can also put in a little oil, a light oil like grapeseed oil. Or you can also put grapeseed oil in replace of the olive oil if you like. So grapeseed oil is good for your body, has vitamin E, it's going to help your nerves, help your skin, help your nails, and all this other good stuff. It's going to help your nerves and all that other good stuff. Go ahead. You had a question?
I was just going to ask you, one of the things that I had read an article that talked about 6 foods that help you if you're feeling blue. The gal says 1 in 20 Americans suffer from depression. If you're feeling blue or want to ward off feeling that way, there are some foods to consider that might help. Studies linked the foods on the following slides with helping people cope with the blues. Here are some to try. Now, one's kind of controversial. I want to go back to that one. But one, saffron. They talk about saffron a little bit. And what do you know about that? Aside from eating Indian food, and is that the only way you'd take in?
No. You can use saffron in rice. Saffron is also used in Spain a lot. That's why they don't have heart diseases like we do. They put saffron in their rice, and it gives them color, as well as annatto. Annatto is another season which is good for your body. A lot of seasonings they use in India, Mexico, Spain, or Asia, they all have healing properties. We're the only one that cooks with herbs just to cook with herbs. Everything, especially in India, is called, they use Ayurveda. System of healing the body, like that's Pitta, Kapha, and Dash, and body.
Oh, right.
So all of that stuff. So I study that as well. So, getting back to saffron, you can take and put in some hot water, and it turns the water yellow, And you can use that in your rice and make your white rice, which I don't like. But if you use brown rice, because it has all the nutrients still in and intact, and make mm-hmm. it yellow. And it also gives it some distinct flavor. But you want to get the real one. Saffron is also the one of the most expensive herbs out there.
And that does come in a powder. That was a question that was asked in the chat room. Like a lot of herbs, it's kind of in a powdered form, like you can get cinnamon. Is that right?
No, it's in a strand. It's like they're different strands. You'll see them in strands. You'll get like maybe 6 strands for...
Really?
Oh, yeah. You might get 6 strands for like... it's called the gold of herbs. It's very expensive.
Frank says that that's been being touted right now as a weight loss product. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised. I know that it's been used for heart for centuries. I've been preaching that for a long time. I've been putting saffron in my food for a long time for me and my kids and anybody that I cook for. They don't know it, but... Saffron doesn't have, to me, a distinctive flavor now. Turmeric, yes, turmeric has a distinctive flavor. But yeah. Saffron, no. You can use that to make rice. You can also drink it as a tea. You boil it, you drink it, put a little honey in it, and call it a day. Take it as a medicine. That's what they do over there in Spain. That's what they do in India. And they do that in Mexico.
What about coffee? That's the one that's the controversial one. My friend who eats the raw diet and is a very healthy eater just is absolutely against coffee. They say here a recent study which appeared in the Archives of Internal Medicine suggests that women who drink coffee have lower rates of depression. Now, I don't know about that, but I know I'm kind of depressed if I don't have my coffee for a kickstart in the morning. I'm not one of those who drinks it all day, and I gave up Starbucks a couple years after it became chic to spend way too much money for a cup of high-calorie coffee. So I'm not doing that anymore, but I'd say I have 2 or 3 cups of coffee in the morning, and I'm not sure. She's tried to get me to try some organic stuff. I do drink a ton of green tea, but not as the coffee in the morning. You know what I mean? I drink a lot of... I don't drink soda pop anymore. I haven't for a long time, and so I drink iced green tea. I brew the green tea, and then, we'll drink it cold. No, I don't use ice either, but anyway, cold green tea and hot green tea as we go into the winter. I drink a lot of that, but I'm still one of those that really needs to have my coffee in the morning. This study says it's good. A lot of studies say that in moderation coffee is good, and then other studies say it's absolutely bad. What say you?
It's almost like the soy epidemic.
Yeah.
You know, so the same thing. Coffee can be good. It can be bad. Me, do I drink it? I used to drink espresso coffee from Italy, not the coffee that was made here in America. But that's what I grew up on as a kid because my Nona was from Sicily. So what did I know? So a lot of stuff that I spout is from my upbringing. I was not the average child. Most people get their upbringing in an all African-American community. That was not my upbringing. My Nona was a very successful businesswoman and a matriarch, and that's why I have a very dominating personality. That's why my last name is D'Angelo. And that's why, you know, I know that that's in my makeup. I can't help who I am. But to drink coffee, espresso coffee and cappuccino are the coffees that I would drink. And they're different than American coffee that you just put cream in. So that's what I grew up with, the old-fashioned way. But do I drink coffee now? No. My son, he loves coffee. His background is that my son is Puerto Rican and Samoan, Sicilian, and African-American. I mean, so he's got a double coffee wang going on. He grew up drinking coffee at the age of 2 because his abuela would make coffee with the shells in it. And he feed it to him. So, and he loves coffee. So the first thing he'll do is, he's 16, he'll grab himself a cup of coffee and he'll sneak because he'll know, I really don't like that. So I even got him fake coffee too. I got him the barley with the chicory because the chicory is
That's
also
good.
A natural root, and it also gives you energy. But it's barley with chicory. But if the thing is, if you can just get chicory, drink chicory. But it's very strong. But the barley, if you have a gluten issue, you don't want to do that again. So you want to read the labels because some of the stuff that are good, that's all natural, is not good for people that have gluten-free. So,
right.
You know, it's a catch-22. So I always try to educate people. If you're going to give up something, let's have something to replace it with and something that you're going to be comfortable with. Let's find something in your means. So
right.
I just don't do coffee. My kid does coffee and he's 16. Okay.
Well, I'll probably go a little longer, and I'm with you on the espresso and that. I've never been a cream and sugar person. I drink it straight up. So you know, just like I say, cutting back. I used to be an all-day coffee drinker. I haven't done that for years or put any kind of enhancement in it. And so I guess that's still one up for grabs out in the studies. They'll decide at some point. Salmon was another one, and they talk about the omega-3 fatty acids, and I think that's maybe where those nuts, the walnuts and the ground flaxseed and pistachios and some of those other raw nuts I was talking about we have in our bowl. I also just happen to really like salmon a lot, so I don't know as far as a daily allocation of the omegas except for eating these nuts, but it says that that is one thing that helps with the case of the blues. So if you're feeling like eating pasta, you might try some nice salmon and get some omegas, and that might help cheer you up a little bit with. And I'm just going to read a last one, and then we'll do some closing notes, believe it or not. We're almost to the end of the second hour.
Wow.
But one of the last is chocolate.
Yeah.
And their first line, chocolate certainly brings a smile to my face. Well, obviously it brings one to mine too. It says that there's and that's my Achilles heel. My girlfriend and I last night were talking about her sister who was a milk junkie, and she was talking about the, you know, the downfall of lactose, and I've never been a big milk drinker. We were talking about the different things in diet that are people's downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate's definitely mine.
Well, have you tried cacao?
A what?
Cacao.
No.
Cacao is a natural form, and it's high in magnesium, it's high in zinc. It's high in vitamin C, and it also gives your happy dance to do your body. That's what the Mayans used to drink and the ancestors used to drink was cacao, not the chocolate that we call chocolate now where it's cooked and it's broke down and the vitamins are lost and all that other stuff. It still has some of the vitamins, but not the maximum of it. You might want to try a raw cacao truffle. And boy, do you get energy, and you feel good. Trust me.
I'd like to put that in the chat, and also I know I won't remember, so some of the others won't either. How do you spell that? Do you know?
Yeah, C-A-C-C-A-O, cacao, and it's raw. It's raw what they call raw chocolate.
Okay, C-A-C-A-C-O.
Mm-hmm. Cacao.
And I suppose you need to get that at Whole Foods or one of the health places. I don't know that I've ever seen that at Walgreens.
You can get it at the health food places. You can actually order it online, and sometimes it's cheaper to get it online. You can get the cacao beans. You can get the cacao powders, cacao nibbits. What is this guy? David Wolf has it at his thing called Navita.com. I put that in there. He does have that, and it does very well. But there's recipes. I have all kinds of recipes, so I make a lot of stuff when I do my raw classes with chocolate. And that's, matter of fact, how me and my ex kind of got together and became idol that I actually knew what I was doing, is that he would do raw chocolate cacao classes. He would make cacao truffles, and we came up with a recipe together, which is a raw cacao truffle with a raspberry center, and it was for Valentine's. that I wanted this thing, and he was doing it. And I was like, I need something. And he was like, well, what do you think? I said, you know, sweetie, I would want something. Like, I want some raspberry. If you're going to give me something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The spoiled little brat that comes out, like, if you're really going to give me something, you're going to take away my chocolate. You better
right.
make it worth it, dude. You know, talking about here, happy Valentine's Day.
That's
so,
right.
I was in my kitchen and I came up with a filling, and I wanted the filling to stay gelatin-like, and that when you bite into it, that you could actually taste it. And I experimented, and it was a recipe that we came up together. It was his cacao recipe that he made up, and it was my filling. And he actually used it during one of his classes and let everybody know, you know, my girlfriend came up with this. Then after a while, he came up with it.
Oh, geez. Was that the X part?
No, we wasn't X at that part. It was just that, you know, we're about to have a baby. So it became, what is mine is yours, and yours is definitely mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
so
that happens.
It's okay, because what I did is I came up with my own recipe, and I learned to actually make a pie and a truffle out of it. So the thing is about being a chef and knowing your stuff is really knowing yourself. He's not a chef by trade. He's a chiropractor by trade. He was just doing chocolate because he loved chocolate. And he had diabetes, which I told him is an oxymoron. You're a doctor and you have diabetes. Oxymoron.
Yeah.
But I'm finding a lot of doctors that are turning to holistic actually are turning away from the conventional medicine and actually going in holistic because they have diabetes and high blood pressure. How's that? You know?
I sure hope that that's true, that more and more of them are being open-minded and going that way. I know that it doesn't give the kickbacks that the pharmaceutical industry does, but I'm hoping if they get up and need to look themselves in the mirror that we'll be moving more and more toward an integrated medicine where we don't have to go out as patients and do it ourselves, you know, and have
right.
to guess, you know, go to the regular doctor to get the drug supply, then find out that doesn't work too good, wonder if we trust a chiropractor or not, where do we get, you know, is the holistic person a charlatan, who's overseeing, you know, the whole thing when we don't know what we're doing, so it would be great, you know, if they would move more that direction so that they could kind of oversee the whole process and give us directions.
Mm-hmm. See, I love that. I'm putting a recipe in a room called Triple Layer Chocolate Cake, and it's raw cake. So I'm writing that down now. So if you can think of something to say.
Actually, I can. While you type that, I'll say a quick story while you're doing that, and we'll take a momentary break while you're putting in your recipe. But you guys, and some of you heard this the other night, but you guys know that the last couple weeks had been hell on wheels for me, living through a bathroom remodel, and that my contractor also happened to be a musician. Oh my gosh. And was willing to give me some of the cuts that he owns and wrote and performed. And Jenny, I'm going to dedicate this to you tonight. This song is by the Hard Times Band, and it's called You're Never Alone. 3 minutes and 27 seconds.
You're never alone. I close my eyes. You're right. for you long. You're never alone, even when I'm called away from home. I'll keep you with me even when I'm gone, so you're never alone. I can't tell you when I'm coming home again, and I know this isn't easy. Don't cry, and I hope you understand. This is something I just have to do, but you're never alone. I close my eyes, you're right where you belong. You're never alone, even when I'm called away from home. I'll keep you with me.
Again, that's the Hard Times Band, You're Never Alone. And whether we're talking about another person or God as we understand God or the chat room where we're all becoming a family of survivors. So no matter what's going on in the holiday season or any other season where we're feeling compromises in our life, just remember, you know, the songs that you hear me play on here, pardon me, Guardian Angel, I believe with all my heart we all have one of those or we wouldn't be here tonight. All of us have had severe challenges in our life, and I think our guardian angels were with us through that, and we're here for a reason, and that's to carry a message. Share our experience, strength, and hope, and carry positive messages of support out to others. And so we're never alone. And it looks like Ceci's been hard at work on this cake recipe, and I'll make sure, Kim, could you send me that link for tomorrow night's show? which link, Frank? And I will, but I'm not sure what you mean. I was multitasking, and I don't get very good at that sometimes. But in any case, for those of you, since she was kind enough to share this recipe, which looks to die for to me, and I know that we don't all take notes real fast, if you don't mind, Ceci, when you have time in the next day or so, if you would send that back to me on email, any of our listeners tonight would like that recipe, Ceci has a gift for us, and I will pass that on. And so you can reach me through my inaflash.org site or on any one of the Facebook pages you guys know me from. Just message me, and I'll have this recipe, and let's see who tries it first. But I'm real excited about a new chocolate substitute, and a triple chocolate cake is something that just sounds wonderful to me. So We just have a few minutes left in the show. I'd like to pop over and tell some other friends happy Thanksgiving. But Ceci, thank you so much for being with us here tonight. We all really appreciate the fact that you are here. There was such a buzz going on in the chat room. A couple people have heard you, and we're really looking forward to having you on the show tonight. And again, with Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow, and all of us might have a tendency to do a little overeating on that day, I thought it would be good, at least for me, to have a show like this tonight, because, you know, some meals like that, you know, it kind of gets expected that you overeat at certain holidays, and it kind of loses the punch. I mean, I think tomorrow I'm going to practice a little bit of portion control. I'll probably try a little bit of everything, but certainly try and maybe not have as much of the obligatory helpings as I've seemed to have in the past, because one of the things that brought this up and why I wanted to have you here, one of the many reasons, is I had read an article. This was on TriWest Healthcare. For those of you who are familiar with the military service, it said, temps are dropping, holidays are approaching, stress levels are raising, and for many of us, our weight starts increasing. Okay. In fact, the average American gains approximately 2 to 5 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Is this really a problem? It says, most of the weight put on during the holidays is not lost after the season. Year after year, those few pounds can add up, moving an otherwise healthy person into an overweight or obese state. And then it goes on to talk about the diseases that spring out of the overweight, obese state. So hopefully you guys will all enjoy your Thanksgiving tomorrow, however you decide to celebrate that, and maybe be a little more cognizant of the portions and go a little heavier on the stuff that's good for you, maybe a little lighter on the stuff that's not. And as we're, you know, approaching the end of this year and going into next, hopefully, we'll all be making some improvements in our diet, and looking forward to having Cecily back with us again. I'm going to just play a couple of songs, but I want to turn her loose and thank you so much for being on the show tonight, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sweetie. I really appreciate that. Really, really do.
Great. All right. Well, I'm going to spin a few tunes for the guests. I'll open your mics, but I want all of you to have a very happy Thanksgiving. I'll look forward to seeing you all next week. Frank is going to be having a show on tomorrow night. So for anybody who ignores the good advice on this show and is laying around bloated on the couch with your zipper undone, by all means, tune in to Frank's show tomorrow night. And he will help you ease the pain. And Frank, as soon as we let Ceci go and I put a song on, type in the chat room what link it is that you want me to send, and I'll do my best to be able to do that. But again, thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to being in touch. Okay, Cecily is off the air now, and I think I will play you a song, and then I'll open the mics. It looks like we have about 15 minutes left, so I'm going to play mics, and we can say goodnight to each other and have a good day. Let's see. I think we will get off of Hard Times Band for a minute, and I am going to scroll up to, oh, that other song I really like. And this is something else we'll need maybe after we eat too much, but particularly after trauma and dealing with uncomfortable life on life's terms. I see you there, Ceci. You might like this song too. This is a song by Kathleen Edwards. It's something that we all need a lot of times in our life and have high hopes that this is where we'll land. But this song is called A Soft Place to Land by Kathleen Edwards, 4 minutes and 25 seconds. Again, that was Soft Place to Land by Kathleen Edwards. I want to thank our sponsor again, Gordon Johnson at tbilaw.com. Want to thank you guys all for listening tonight. I'm in the process of opening up all the mics for the last couple of moments. again, listeners, thank you so much for being there. People in the chat room, we hosts and guests appreciate you more than you know. And again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And your mics are open. You guys got anything left to say?
Kim, I would just like to say thank you so much for dedicating. I've never had anyone ever since I woke up 5.5 years ago ever do anything so special and make me feel so good and bring me back to my country roots. And it just hit my heart. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I know you're a fan of boot scooting, and I've been in the place that you are, that you've been talking about the last couple days. So my heart goes out to you, and I just want you to know that you are never alone. So certainly wanted to let you know that, and it was handy that contractor sang better than he did the contracting, and we've got this good song to do, but I wanted to do something special and dedicate that to you, so that's great. Unfortunately, I don't have any yummy, I've got love in my tummy to be able to dedicate to Chef Sessie or a food song tonight. And Frank, I don't know, we'd have to find a fantastic song for fantastic Frank. It looks like there's just the three of us left in the chat room. And so, again, I just want to thank Sessie, thank Jennifer, thank Frank, and hopefully we will, a few of us anyway that were here tonight and that are in the listening audience will be home from our festivities, whatever they are, to listen to Frank tomorrow, and certainly to remember to be grateful. Tomorrow is a good day to write a gratitude list and to think about all of the things that we're thankful for. Sometimes, you know, with Christmas, it gets into the shopping and the presents and the materialism, and Thanksgiving, it gets into the porking back all the food and watching, not me, of course, but the men watching ball games and the gals crawling in to do a bucket barrel of dishes that are hard to clean. And a lot of times it gets lost that Thanksgiving is just that, a day where we give thanks and remember all of the things that we have to be grateful for in our lives. So with that, I want to tell everybody. Yes?
I wanted to say one other thing about when you're going to any kind of a community where there's food, with a TBS survivor, we are tempted to try everything because we feel like we are committed to trying everything.
Mm-hmm.
Go with the obvious mindset that you're going to pick out what interests you. Go back later, but only take what you want and then go back later.
Right. That is a good thing. And I read another thing that said drink a lot of water throughout the day. And, you know, after the day and with the meal, water tends to fill you up, so you might not be prone to eating as much. And something I learned from Sessie a long time ago, when you're looking at all that food on the table, pick up the stuff that has the bright, pretty colors because it's better for you. That's my pearl of wisdom tonight. Eat the pretty food, by golly, and enjoy that. If you got to overeat something, get the pretty stuff. And have a great night.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, Frank, we'll see you on your show tomorrow. Sessie, maybe I'll see you over at Chris's. If I've got enough time to get over there, I'd like to tell them all happy Thanksgiving. Thank you guys all for being here tonight, and hopefully we'll see you again tomorrow night, Jenny.
Absolutely. I will be here with Frank.
All right. Sounds good, you guys. You have a great day tomorrow, whatever you do, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you, listeners. Come again.
All right.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless. Good night.
God bless.
The future is female, and we're so here for it. We're Marion, Nebraska's only all-girls Class A Catholic college prep school. If you're a 6th, 7th or 8th grade girl wanting to see what Marion's all about, come visit. You'll spend the day with a current student, tour the school, attend classes, and experience girl power in action. Schedule your day at marionhighschool.net/visit. The future is female, and we're so here for it. We're Marion, Nebraska's only all-girls Class A Catholic college prep school. If you're a 6th, 7th, or 8th grade girl wanting to see what Marion's all about, come visit. You'll spend the day with a current student, tour the school, attend classes, and experience girl power in action. Schedule your day at marionhighschool.net/visit.